What's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is Tony. Welcome to the Six of Midnight Lounge. And my boy, Junior Valbuena.
Hello!
How's it going, brother?
It's going, man. It's fucking hot today. The past couple of days have been hot. The fucking weather's weird.
Right? It's supposed to be hot this weekend and then cold starting Monday again.
Like last weekend, it looked like it was going to rain. Didn't it rain a tiny bit?
A little bit. It sprinkled. Yeah.
And next thing you know, boom, we get this heat wave.
Well, that's California. That's what we pay for all year summer.
And honest, it's like sometimes I wonder, like, why in the fuck is California so expensive to live? You know, they say that California and New York are the most expensive places to live because I lived in New York back for less than a month when I moved back because, you know, I'm originally from there.
When you were three?
No, I mean, I moved back when I was 19, dude. No, but I was born out there, and I moved out to California when I was a kid and all that shit, you know. But okay. I remember I moved out there after I was 19 because I wasn't doing shit here after high school because, like I said, you know, didn't graduate. I wasn't doing shit, so my mom just shipped my ass back over there to live with my family. And I remember, like, my aunt was living in a one-bedroom, tiny-ass apartment in Queens, New York. And her rent, I think what my cousins was telling me, was $2,000 back then a month. And this was back in the mid-90s. I think 93, 94, when I moved out. So $2,000 or something like that for a one-bedroom apartment in New York.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I wonder how much it is now because, like, looking at, like, what, 30 years later? Yeah. And then,
I've seen some online that they look like fucking closets and you're paying like $3,000.
Oh yeah, my niece lives out there and she's sharing a spot with a couple of friends that, you know, that were, I think, from here, then they moved out there. And then my niece got an opportunity to kind of work out there. She's doing well out there. And it's like, yeah, it's like, you know, it's like she got a little cubby hole that she's like renting on. I don't know how much she's paying a month. Because she's splitting it with, like, I think two or three friends, this place.
They fucking sleep in catacombs like a fucking honey.
So I was going to tell you, like, why the fuck is New York and why is California so fucking expensive? And just looking at California, it's like, everybody thinks that when you're from California, oh my God, you must, is it Hollywood? And is it the streets made out of gold? No, it's like where I live is like, you know, it's all right. But you look, you know, a little bit more like down the street, there's homeless people. You look at downtown LA, yeah, Hollywood and the stars on the ground with, you know, all that shit, and you see nothing but homeless people. It's all dirty. And it's
I've been asked, do you see celebrities like walking down the street? And it's like, no, it's not like that.
Yeah, and it's like so fucking expensive. California is so expensive to live in, and like a lot of people are moving and going to other states. They're going to Florida, they're going to Texas, and it's like California is so fucking expensive to live that if you want to get a basic freaking house, let's say Orange County, you're looking at maybe $900,000 to $1.5 million
for a basic
four-bedroom, two-bathroom house.
That's easy for a three-bedroom.
Yeah, so it's like it's ridiculous. You know, I've been like on a rabbit hole on YouTube, like watching real estate videos in Orlando, Florida. Uh-huh. Because you know the wife, she loves Disney, and I told her, look, babe, 4-bedroom, 2-bath, and has a pool, and it's like 10 minutes away from Disney World. Let's just move to Orlando, Florida. You'd be happy because you'd be closer to the happiest place in the world. You know, yeah. She's like, we can't leave my parents. I'm like.
But why don't you guys not now, but why doesn't she like kind of transition to see, because can't she do her job within Disney?
What do you mean?
Yeah, can't she transition what she does at work to like find a Disney job to do what she does?
No, I don't think so, because she's more, like, I don't know what my wife does. Been with her for 17 fucking years. To this day, I look at her when she was during the pandemic and she was at home working from home, and I look at what she was doing on the computer screen. She has two monitors and she's got blueprints on there, And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck she does.
I think I asked her once when we used to live together.
Yeah.
I think I asked her, and I think she told me she creates nuts and bolts.
I always tell people she does things to keep the airplane together.
Right. She's the inventor of duct tape.
Yeah. She, as I said, like I can't explain what she does. She's like a step below an engineer, but like uh-huh. you know, like dude, a high level drafter. But she's a step below an engineer. That's what
she explained it to me. It sounded like she makes nuts and bolts. Like she has to get the perfect size for the airplane.
Yeah, so I would say she keeps the plane together. So thank my wife when you arrive safely at your destination.
So talking about jobs, I have a top 10 list of juniors' jobs.
Jobs that I should be looking for, or?
Yeah, jobs that are ideal for you.
Okay.
Shall we go 10 going down?
Yeah, like from 10 to the top one.
All right. So number 10. Sample server at Costco. I can nope. see you with the net on your head, and you giving out little fucking crackers with cheese and shit. But nobody will get them because with your grumpy face, nobody will dare touch your post. So you'll be there with all the crackers still.
Or eating them, because hey, there's been times when you could go to Costco, you could go to Sam's Club, when they have the little sample things, and if you're hungry and you want a snack, you could just go in there and just I'll try that. Oh, I'll try this, because they'll have something you could eat and then something you could drink.
When the girls were younger, I used to get up early in the morning on Saturdays and take them sample surfing, and I was like, okay, we're done eating, let's go. And then grab yourself a 25-cent a water bottle out the door.
I cannot picture myself doing that, because it's like, yes, and it's this cheese is really good, and you can find it in the refrigerator section, and right next to the milk, and blah blah blah. This that makes a great snack for after school when your kids get home, or when you have parties. The Super Bowl is coming up. You can make, it's like, you have to, I don't know, do they read a script or something? It's like, I couldn't do that, because you'll get the one person that'll ask you the most dumbest fucking questions, like,
right?
Is this fattening? Is this made with trans this? Or can't make, and I'm like, fucking just buy the fucking box. Either you want it, no. I'd be horrible. And then no, next thing I'd be like,
you would say, taste this. You like it, yes or no? If you don't fucking take it, I'm going to shove it up your ass and get the fuck out of my face now.
Yeah, I would have horrible customer service, because then next thing you know, Junior, can we talk to you real quick in the office? And I get fired. Yeah, the one customer said that you were going to jam up this sausage up their asshole because they weren't going to buy it. Well, they were asking too many questions. So either fucking buy it or shove it up your ass.
I wonder if there's a quota, like if they have to sell a quota for being on the floor.
I don't know. I've never done that job. And I don't think I ever will. I'd rather just quit because, you know, I've done retail before. And since I'm going to school right now, I think most likely I'm going to have to find something that, you know, to like, you know, just to keep me busy, you know, because I'm not like struggling for money, just to keep me busy and keep my mind straight.
At Forever 21. You know what? At Forever 21. Forever 21.
Oh, man.
You're going to get yourself one of those wigs, like an emo wig, so you can have hair coming out of your face.
I'm going to work at Lululemon.
Yeah, right. Can I be in charge of the dressing room, please?
Then I definitely get fired. Okay, that's number 10. What's number 9?
Number 9, sign flipper. You wear your headphones and you just dance at the corner.
And just go. No, for one, I don't dance. Two, I could only really dance if I'm drunk. So I'd be drinking on the job, and so I'd get fired.
That's a plus plus right there. All right, next one. Chef at Benihana's.
I do have griddling skills because, you know, my Blackstone out here, I've been like, getting crazy, you know, making my meals out there. Got the two spatulas. I'm banging them around. I'm doing this. I'm doing that.
There you go.
I'd flick, I could just flick pieces of shrimp at people.
Right. And you probably enjoy that. All right. Next one. Number seven. Sonic waitress waiter on roller skates.
No, because I fall flat on my ass. I don't know how to roller skate. No.
No, you don't? That's so easy, dude.
Okay, I take that back. I probably can roller skate. I just can't break.
Oh, yeah. I think that's me, too.
Yeah, because I remember that's this me. One time when I used to live, when I was a kid back in the day, I lived in Miami. I lived in Florida. And I put on, I think, my father's roller skates. Uh-huh. And I was in the shopping plaza, and I was just rolling on the roller skates. I was going really fast, and I didn't know how to fucking stop. And I see these two girls coming towards me, and I was like, I can't stop. And I clotheslined both of them.
No.
I clotheslined both of these girls.
And that's when you were 32.
I think I was around maybe, 10. I think 10 years old. Yeah, I was just going really fast. And I was just like, because like there was nobody around. So I was going fast. And then I'd stop by going into a pillar and like pushing myself off to stop.
Yeah.
And then I was just going. I turned the corner and there's these two girls, probably around my age. I think I went to the elementary school that I was going to at the time. Uh-huh. And I was like, I can't stop. And next thing you know, I just clotheslined them. Boom. I clotheslined them and I fell on my ass.
That's too funny.
So Sonic waiter, nah, wouldn't go.
All right, number six. Now picture it: white pants, a white guayabera, and a little hat, a little sombrero, like a little fedora, a white one.
Okay.
You're looking at the bodega.
And what am I doing in the bodega?
Just sitting in front, smoking a cigar at the table, just watching out, making sure nobody steals.
And just chilling.
Just chilling.
I could do that.
So, possible job. Impossible. Too bad there's no bodegas here in California. You have to go back to New York to do that.
Yeah, true.
All right, number five, a nanny.
I don't know. Fucking kids are crazy nowadays.
But you have to dress like Mary Poppins. All right, here's a good one. Number four, the genie from Aladdin. You'll be playing the costume at Disneyland. So you'll be and shit.
Nah, like I said, I do not go to Disneyland no more because I can't stand crowds and I can't stand the people that go there. And I would probably get fired because somebody stupid.
Somebody will pull on you and shit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, number three, balloon artist.
I would just be making dick and balls. That's it.
You were gonna say that. I knew you were gonna say that.
It's a long-nosed bunny rabbit. There you go.
They're eyeglasses with a long nose. All right, next one. Number two. Your only fans page.
I asked the wife if I could do that, and she said, hell no.
You can do it. Just when you set it up, just block out the zip codes from California, and you'll be in other states. Just block out the zip codes that you know where people that know you, and then you'll be anonymous. You can wear like a wrestling mask or something.
But what would I be doing on this OnlyFans? We talked about me wearing a diaper and acting like a little baby.
You can do that one, like maybe that one Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then Tuesday, Thursday. You can wrestle somebody, and then Sunday gets your day off.
I think the wife would say no.
Wrestle a bushel of bananas.
I'll wrestle a homeless bum.
Right? Bum fights. Bum fights are back.
Yeah. Nah. Right now, the bodega one is the only one I'll probably be doing. Okay. What's number one?
Crossing guard at an elementary school.
I could do that. But it'd only be like, what, for like, what, maybe?
You'd be from 8 a.m. till probably 9:30 a.m. and then from 2 to 3:30.
That's such a kickback job. The times I take my kid to school, and I'm right there at the corner, and I see the crossing guard. It's some guy, and he'll always wave at every car. He'd be like, I could do that. It was just, and he's got a little lawn chair right there in the corner.
Right, you know? And then have your little cocktail on the side.
I could probably see myself doing that like later on when I'm older and I'm totally retired, and it's just something to do. You know, maybe that's a job that my father-in-law could do. He's always sitting down.
No, but he has to get up to go through the crosswalk.
Well, and we'll tell him, like, okay, you get up and you cross the street. Like, if your chair's right here in this corner, the bathroom's on that corner. You got to go pee and poop, right? So just there you go. You get in your exercise. That's something my father would probably do.
Can we motorize a lazy boy?
Hey. If they could pimp cars, they could pimp out a lazy boy. Put some wheels on it.
Right?
Yeah.
And then all he has to do is like pull a lever and the stop sign goes up.
There he goes. We just found a job for my father-in-law. So he's not bored sitting at home all day watching TV. Something for him to do.
I will put in the applications for him.
There you go.
All right. Thank you. Top 10 list of juniors. That's it. That was it.
I'd have to move back to New York then to work at a bodega then.
Bodega. All right. Nice knowing you.
I'll see you.
I'll see you later. Bye bye. All right. What else do you want to talk about? Did you watch any movies?
No, nothing's really coming out for the next 2 to 3 weeks. It's more like horror movie season right now, and I'm not into horror movies. I think what came out just today. This is Friday. The new Exorcist movie. Ooh, I heard it's horrible. I heard it sucked, and I heard it wasn't that good. But that shit like that, I don't like watching shit like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So no movies, no.
Top 10 list of lame horror movies next week or what?
What do you mean by like movies during Halloween time that are non-horror? Because I remember a couple, like 2 years ago, we did our top 10 movies of horror movies.
Right? But shall we do lame Halloween horror movies?
Like stupid horror movies?
Yeah.
We could do that. We could do some research during the week and like find the most dumbest ones, you know, like.
Right.
Like the most like obscure ones that you'd ask yourself, they fucking made they made that into a fucking movie? Oh, that's stupid.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. I'm not gonna watch any of these. I'll probably just look at the title and read the synopsis about it. You know.
Like fucking Sharknado 1, 2, and 3.
I think there's more than that. Is there
a tornado full of sharks? They're coming to get you.
Oh, I mean, I'm not gonna. There is one that I'll bring up, but we'll talk about it for next episode then.
Okay, all right, cool.
Yeah, I got one already on my mind.
Nice. What about anything exciting during the week besides your school?
Nothing really. It's just like, you know, first time in my life, I have a. It might be boring, but in my math class, I'm getting an A.
Nice.
And I never would have thought that, you know, that I would have an A in my class. Even though it is kind of like more like basic math. I mean, I passed basic math when I was in high school. Barely. Because like I wasn't into school. But now I'm like doing like a little bit close to algebra. That's what my teacher said. And so far I got an A in the class. I mean, I'm proud of myself. Big old, like, you know.
That's good.
You know. Hey,
Did I tell you when I started college, and you know how you have to take that math and English placement test? Did I tell you what happened?
No.
So I was supposed to go Saturday morning to take this English placement and math placement test so I can see where they're going to put me in math and English for college classes, right?
Yeah.
Well, the night before, I go out and I party the whole night. I wake up an hour before I'm supposed to leave. I'm hungover. I go take the test, and I'm pretty much like oblivious what's going on in the class because I'm still hungover. And do the test, math and English. The teacher goes, come back in 2 weeks, speak to the counselor. We'll see where they're going to place you. I'm like, all right, cool. So I come back in and picture this. I walk into the office and there's students at the counter, right?
Yeah.
There's people helping the students. And then they call you by number. And I got called and I come up to the counter and I go, hi, I'm Tony. I'm here to check where I'm being placed in math and English. And the lady looks at me and she goes, were you born here? And I'm like, yeah. And she goes, okay, you need to retake this test. And I'm like, which one? She goes, the math one, you're fine. You'll start 101. You don't have to do basic math, whatever. Okay. And she goes, but the English one, you're going to have to retake. And I said, why? And she goes, well, you were born here, right? You weren't born in another country. I go, no, I was born here in LA. She goes, okay, because they have you down as English as a second language. That's how bad, dude. That's how bad my score was. Because I guess I couldn't read English that Saturday morning.
Okay.
So I was, the whole counter was busting up laughing because I fucked up on the test. So I had to go retake the test again. But this time I didn't. I went sober, no hangover, and I passed it.
Now, most of those tests is just comprehension, you know? Just, can you comprehend what they're giving you? But yeah, but you were fucking drunk, so.
For them to tell me English as a second language? Jesus. That's how drunk was I that to be like that?
I wish I could have just seen you just go up there like all drunk to say, take this,
my brother, he bring me.
I take this.
I have no ID. Can I take this anyways?
Yeah, it's like, you must have been totally fucked up if they put you as English as your second language.
Right? Yeah. That was too funny.
It's like, you know, when I went to trade school, like, you know, I don't know how I got into this trade school because they ask you like, well, dude, what years of high school did you complete? And so I lied and I thought, oh, yeah, I graduated. And I took a placement test. Say what?
Really? They didn't even question you? Like, they didn't ask for proof?
I just put it on the application. You know, it's like, you know, I put my own information. And I was like 22 at the time when I was 22 or 23. And I took learn computers. You can do this. And I was like, oh, dude, I want to learn this. So yeah. I went to the place. I got the interview. The lady showed me around, the recruiter. And all they just says, okay, sign all this paperwork, all this information, put my name, where I know, date of birth. And then when it came down to like, you know, years of education or like, you know, or degree of education, I put high school, yes. A diploma, I put yes. I fucking totally lied. And then she goes, okay, so we're going to give you a placement test, you know, and it was just shit that I had to read and some math and all that. And
yeah,
I'm not stupid. I was just fucking lazy when I was a fucking kid, you know? And I took it. And then 30 minutes later, I was waiting. And then the lady came back and said, okay, you passed your placement test. So we're accepting you. And here, just take this or your financial aid paper. And if you need help, and in my mind, I'm like, holy shit. Fuck, I got through. And all that stuff, you know. So, like, I know I'm not stupid. I'm not. I was just a fucking lazy, stupid kid. when I was younger, yeah. You know, not stupid, but I was just fucking lazy, you know? So not like right now, like I'm taking this shit seriously. Like today, no school on Friday, right? But I'm like 78% through my government class. And I started, I think 3 weeks ago, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm 78% through it. And I spoke to the teacher yesterday and she goes, wow, you're almost done. Like once you're done, you take a bit, da, 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 da. And then I was like, and I'm like thinking myself, fuck, maybe if I put in the effort, I could probably maybe finish up early in the week, next week, and then take my test at the end of next week. So I get my credits and then I can move on to the next thing, you know? So today, yeah. Instead of like just lounging around, just chilling because there's no school on Friday, I took my ass to the library and I was there for 5 hours doing government, like looking at the videos, taking the quizzes, like just basically anything that was on the screen that mm-hmm. I had to read, I was copying it and writing it and this and this and that. And like when I was taking the quizzes and tests and all that stuff, I'd go back. They'd ask a question. Okay, let me go back. Okay. And like I'm keeping like a B minus grade right now in government. Yeah. And like I said, I failed government, not because I was stupid, realizing now, fuck, if I would have just put in the effort and tried, I would not be in this situation now. But my path took me this way. I always tell myself, if I would have done this and would have done that, with my life would have taken me here. But then I would have not met my wife. My wife is super supportive. You know, I always tell myself, she could have done better. She could have got herself an engineer or a doctor because she's super smart. She could have got herself someone like her. You know?
Well, she still has pickings at work. She can hook up with somebody at work.
No, I always tell her the same thing. She goes, ew, not that guy. Ew, not that guy. But like I said, you know, my path is the way it is for a reason. And I'm not going to change it because I've never met my wife. Love my wife. She so fucking supports me, even right now when I'm not working and I'm trying to do all this education shit all over again. And I would not have my kid in my life. And I love my kid. She's super bright and she's going to be, I honestly think that my kid's going to like overpass me when it comes down to success and accomplishment she's going to make, because I'm going to make sure that I tell her all these things that my own mother didn't tell me. And it's not because my own mom didn't want me to succeed. My mom always wanted me, my brother, my sister to always succeed. It's like when you're an immigrant to this country, you really don't know what to do. I mean, my mom worked 3 jobs at a time and she did her best. And, you know, I was like, but I'm going to make sure that my kid's not going to get by. I'm going to make sure that my kid is going to be successful because I'm going to encourage her. I'm not going to force her. I'm going to encourage her that she can do it, you know? So, yeah. So, yeah, I'm not a stupid person, man. It's just, I was just fucking lazy. And I'm honestly proud of myself that, hey, man, I could do this, you know? So, yeah. So the path is straightforward. I see there's a finish line. It's just a little bit more further than I expected. But, hey, I'm going to cross that line, man. I'm going to cross that line. Good.
That's good that you're dedicated to that, dude.
Yeah, man.
And then, too, look, if you wouldn't have gone through all that, the most important thing you wouldn't have come across is me. Your best buddy.
Of course. Even though let's go back. Even though when we became friends at my brother's wedding 8 years ago, right? Was that 8 years ago? Yeah, 8 years ago at my brother's wedding. That's when we first met. And then the minute you found out that I was friends with your wife at that time's ex-husband, you were like, I don't want to be friends with him. He's friends with my wife's ex-husband.
If you're friends with him, I can't be friends with you.
Yeah. And then you look at it now, it's like, there's a reason why that guy became your wife at that time's ex-husband, because then you became this woman's ex-husband.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank goodness that she is the ex.
And it's like you honestly dodged a bullet because you were only with her for how long?
18 months.
But married how long? How married? What, 15, right?
No, 18 months married, but a year and a half together prior to the marriage.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you honestly dodged a bullet, man. And we could talk about that.
Oh, yeah. Now. Micah, Even, dude, when I moved out, her cousins helped me move out because they didn't want me to be with her because they knew how bad she was.
Yeah, I remember. I helped you move out, too.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember one of the cousins going, dude, imagine if you would have had her, got her pregnant, oh, you would have had her in your life forever. Dude, he goes, I got to deal with her because she's my cousin, but fuck, you don't have to deal with her no more.
And that's sad to say. That's sad on a person's character that when their own family, is willing to help a person that's going to be out of the family, you know?
Yeah.
Now that tells a person's character when you have people who are supposed to be loyal to her, like, you know, and have her back and all that stuff and breakups and all that shit. No matter, even if it was civil or a bad breakup, you know, you're always gonna, like, you know, like, hey, I'm gonna support them, but we're cool, or I'm gonna support them, you were a horrible person. But if, right, you know,
or yeah, we're still family, so I still gotta back you instead of him.
Yeah. And it's like going back to her character that they waited for her to leave her nephew's birthday party, and then the soon to be ex mother-in-law calls you to tell you, hey, she left, come on by
and come hang out with
the family because she just left. It goes to show you this woman's character. You know, and yeah. I never liked her, you know, because she was just one of those fake asses, you know, and like I never wanted to say anything, you know, because, you know, we hardly didn't know each other.
Yeah.
And you were married to her and all that stuff. I never liked her from the beginning because
you can tell she was fake.
Yeah, she was fake. And then, like, you know, being of a Latin culture, you know. Mexican, yeah, you know, background and all that stuff. And at the time, before you guys got together, she was married prior to her ex-husband. And they were together, I think my brother told me, they were, I think, high school. They got together in high school. They had their daughter, I think, at a young age, you know.
Yeah.
And this guy, you know, came to this country, you know, when he was little, illegally. But he didn't know. You know, parents just came illegally. He was a kid, right, you know. He didn't know, like, oh, I got to get a green card. How do you know when you're a fucking little kid what the proper things for you to do to stay?
Exactly.
And, you know, and he was a cool guy when I knew him. You know, we're talking, very respectful, really cool dude. You know, worked hard and this and this and that. And one day he had to have, I think what the story was, he had to go to the Social Security office or something. And I think, and then when they found out he was illegal, they shipped him back to Mexico.
No, they called him from ICE, and he went in to talk without telling his wife, and they told him, if you sign this paperwork, everything will go away, and we won't bother you anymore. So Bob also signed the paperwork, didn't read it, and he gave up all his rights, and they shipped him back to Mexico. They gave him a one-way ticket on the bus and some lunch, and they sent him back.
Also, that was a story. He got a call.
Yeah, he got a call.
But I'm kind of wondering, like, how, like, why would they call him unless she called?
He was trying to get his paperwork done on the down low without her knowing.
Okay.
Because the lie was that he was born here in another state.
No,
okay. Say anything.
Well, this is what she told you.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, let's be honest. And we've heard stories about your ex and how she conjures up stories to make herself look good or look like the victim. And it's, and just going back to her character, it's like, okay, you were with this man since you were, like, in young days, and then he got basically duped by the government to ship his ass back to Mexico.
Right.
I mean, never got in trouble. I heard never got in trouble. I think paid taxes and was a model citizen, I guess, you know. And they shipped his ass back, you know. I heard that she went to go visit him a couple of times. But didn't she just, like, that's it, it's over?
Yeah. That was it. And she started leading her own life here.
Yeah, so it's almost like, that's kind of fucked up, you know? It's like, you know, you're just this person. Yeah.
I wasn't in the picture yet. I wasn't
you weren't in the picture. Yeah, you weren't in the picture yet.
Way down the line.
Nah, she didn't fucking, you know, stand by him. So it's like, he was husband number one. You're husband number two. She's on husband number three, last I heard. Who knows? She might be on husband number four. Yeah, she's like a big, I can't say a black widow, because a black widow has a shape of like, you know how spiders are? They're big from the bottom and then they curve up too small. And no, she's more like a water bug.
A beautiful caterpillar.
A
beautiful caterpillar.
And that caterpillar is not turning into a butterfly.
All right.
I know, but I'm not saying like, how the fuck did we touch on your fucking ex? Oh no, we're talking about how we knew each other.
I would never bring it up, but you brought it up.
Oh, my bad. But it's almost like this is stories like now you could talk and make fun and all this stuff, you know?
Right. Exactly. So you got anything else on your plate?
Nothing really right now, man. It's just been a long week, you know. I had something I was going to talk about.
You're dedicated to your school, dude, and you get that shit done already.
I mean, I see the finish line. You know, it might take me until like maybe summer to do it, but I'm going to get there. I mean, and I will try to find that job, even if I have to cut cheese. So here you go, and you can buy this right here on this.
Do that. Be a butcher, dude. You can hook this up with meat.
There's jobs out there, you know. Right now, there are a lot of things are hiring. I just need something just to, you know, just to keep me occupied, you know, and bring a little money in, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So last week, my wife Lisa started doing what? Being a moderator for cheerleading.
Okay.
And she does it for, I believe it's from third to fifth grade she does. So she used to be a cheerleader in high school. Mm-hmm. So I always play with her. We were going to bed and I talk, come on, babe. Let me hear one of your cheers. Let me hear it. And she's like, no, I'm not going to tell you. And then I started messing with her and doing cheers myself now.
Okay.
So,
are you going to be joining her?
No, God no. they'll probably hire me and fire her because I'm the one doing the cheers, doing the backflips and everything. So,
yeah, so for you, I would love to see that.
So for you, I got one. Because so like the cheers go like, you probably heard them when they go, boom, chicka boom, I wanna boom, chicka boom, I wanna boom, chicka raka, chicka raka, chicka boom. You've heard that, right?
Probably
like in a movie or something.
Yeah.
And then it's like you do a call out with your name and the shit's supposed to rhyme.
Okay.
So like for you it was like, my name is Junior and I'm in the place. But when you see me, I have my grumpy face. Hey, hey.
I don't always have a grumpy face. Not always.
Not when you're asleep. Not always. Just when I'm asleep, I'm not grumpy. So I have that one. And then I have your brother Andrew.
Okay.
His is, my name is Andrew and I like to be seen. If you notice, I have a beard like Wolverine. Hey, hey. They're stupid, dude. They're just fucking stupid.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, that's... I just don't see the whole point in cheerleading. And, like, you know, like, your wife did it.
Cheerleading.
My nieces did it. Say what?
Your nieces cheerlead.
Yeah. And it's like, I didn't did see...
Just the younger one.
Well, my oldest niece on my sister-in-law's kid, the one who lives in New York, she cheerleaded her first 2 years, and then I don't think she made the squad, or I think it was affecting her grades, so she quit. My sister-in-law's youngest daughter, she cheerleaded all 4 years, and she, you know, I guess she got something out of it, you know. But it's also good, like, you know, to put, like, on college applications that you were part of something, you know. And I mean, I just don't fucking get the whole thing about, like, rah, 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 go, team, go. And then what? It's like,
when I was in high school, they used to fucking rhyme, dude. They don't rhyme anymore. You got to have them rhyme.
I just think, like, okay, when I went to, when we went in February, we went to Disney World, right? And the only reason why I went to Disney World is because my niece, who was in cheerleading just recently, this past February, she just graduated. They had the World Series, I guess, of fucking cheerleading, because we went there, and it was at the ESPN Zone in Orlando, Florida. And there was, like, hundreds of fucking squads. If it wasn't for her not being in cheerleading, you know, we wouldn't have not gone. So it was a reason. Okay, good thing that she was. Okay, so, you know, we always wanted to go to Disney World.
There's money in that shit too, dude.
Oh, fuck yeah. Holy shit. It's like, and the most, the cheerleading squads that had the most thing going on for themselves were the more urban
squads. Because then, like, they're
they get down. They're like, you know, they do it with style. It was like, I'm not trying to say my niece's cheerleading squad wasn't that great, but it was the basic, like, rah, 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 six, boom, bah, and like, oh, let me put you on my shoulders. Hey, let's flip the smallest little one in the air. And it's like, the urban cheerleaders, the one that are the black squads, all the black girls, they were like doing that bring it on shit, you know. It's like, and that was more entertaining to me. And I was like,
they have the rhythm, dude. That's why.
Yeah, you know, let's be honest. Like, sometimes, you know, I mean, I'm not gonna say nothing.
And they probably rhyme their cheers too.
I didn't hear so much, but it's like, you know, if the worst thing about cheerleading is the cheer moms.
Yeah. Oh
my god, it's like so fucking annoying. My sister-in-law didn't become one of those. She supported my niece and all this shit, but all these other moms that were there, they walked around like they were the shit. Like, because a lot of the cheerleaders, to me, I never liked cheerleaders because they always walked around like they thought they were the hot shit.
And were the moms in shape or no?
Some of them were. Some of them, okay, yeah, whatever. But some of the moms walked around like they were this shit too. And it's almost like, what the fuck? It's like, and that's why I make sure that my daughter does not go down the cheerleading route. I even asked her, like, you know, do you want to go cheerleading? What about if your friends started doing it? She goes, no, I don't want to do that. I'm like, okay, good. That's good. Find something else to do. You know?
Too funny. All right. So I got three more tiers.
Okay.
I got to finish them.
Okay.
Mine. My name is Tony and I am the shit. If you give me some times, I'll lick your clit. Hey, hey.
Oh, yeah. That would not be saying that. You would not be able to say that out loud at a game.
All right, next one. My name is Junior, and I don't like boys. But in my free time, I collect hot toys. Hey, hey.
They're stupid. They're dumb. They're fucking dumb.
All right, last one.
Okay.
My name is Tony, and I order from DoorDash. But to be honest, I like to smash. Hey, hey! I like that one.
Do you do that right before bed?
Yep. I will be now. I'll try it out tonight. I'll report back next week.
Please don't. Please don't. Keep that to yourself, man.
Lisa's gonna be like, why did you say those on the air? I said, because I can.
You told me, she said you have full range.
Yep. She said I can
free range, free range. Free range.
Free range. So here it comes, everybody. But yep, that's all my cheers. I had one for Annette, but I forgot it. I don't know where I had written it down.
That's okay. Also, like, one thing, like, you know, I don't know. Can we talk about it now, or we'll talk about it next week? About, like, you know, Halloween's coming up in a couple of weeks, and like you go to Target or Walmart over at yeah. Spirit Halloween stores are popping up now.
Yeah.
Like costumes. Like, you know, like, have you seen them? It's like, I mean, we talked about this Earth week. If you wanted to, like pick, like three people that you know,
uh-huh.
you would find the perfect costume for them.
Okay.
Okay. I only got one right now. One right now. And we talked about this. He's not going to listen to this because, you know, he's not going to. And this is not talking shit. And this is just telling the truth. And we've talked to him about it. My wife talked to him about it. And he's known my father-in-law. Love my father-in-law. Great man. Great man. You know, I mean, yes, you know, he had like back surgery, like I think close to 4 to 5 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, he's been, you know, times have been different for him and all that stuff. And
has
you know,
it been?
I think it's been like 4 to 5 years. Yeah, I think so.
That's crazy.
Anyways, yeah, I mean, you know, because like, you know, he had to get the surgery done because they say that, you know, he was losing, you know, movement or something.
Oh, huh?
On his leg or something. That they say that if he didn't get it done, he needed to have like emergency surgery, that he was going to go paralyzed. Sometimes I don't know if that's fucking true. Is it sometimes I feel like it's something like, oh, pay us to do this surgery so we get paid. I don't know. I think maybe my father-in-law should have got a second opinion. And this is not talking shit. Ever since, you know, then, you know, my father-in-law hasn't been that mobile. He doesn't really do anything, but just he'll get up, do the normal things, you know, go to the restroom, you know, maybe he'll walk with his walker, you know, with the assistance of a walker, he'll go get himself some water, you know, but normal time, he just sits on his recliner just watching TV. I wish he would move around more, but anyway, so, and I was out thinking, we were talking about, like, you know, find the perfect Halloween costume for people that you know. And
right.
I was thinking about it, you know, I was like, that one, no. And I think of my father, and this is not to make fun of him, it's not. And this is the situation that he's in. It's like the chair from Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Cherry.
Is that the Cherry?
Yeah, it's called Cherry. I looked it up today.
There you go. And like, I'm sorry, babe, if you're listening to this, and it's no disrespect, but that would be the perfect costume for my father-in-law. Because Cherry. The only thing he does all day is sit on that freaking chair. And that would be the perfect costume for him. He could go to Halloween parties and interact with people, but he'd be on his chair. All right. He'd be just the chair from Pee-wee's Playhouse.
His arms are the chair, the arms of the chair.
Exactly. There you go.
That's too funny.
And it's not being disrespectful. It's not. It's just like, you know, I mean, you probably weren't invited, guys. I didn't see you on the Evite list, you know, because you know, certain friends that we know, they're having a Halloween party, I think Friday.
The Friday
before Halloween. I got it, my brother got it. I reached out to my brother and I asked him, hey man, you were invited. And he goes, nah, I'm not gonna go because, like, you know, I don't want to spend money on a costume. And I'm like, okay, I understand, you know, I don't really
he can wear his Wolverine underoos. Fucking he has a costume.
I was gonna tell my brother. I was going to, like, message him, but he'll probably listen to this, and I'll tell him right now. He doesn't need to buy a fucking costume. We'll just go and find the Wolverine claws at a place. He could just he could just wear those, mess up the hair a little bit, you know, mess up the beard a little bit, and just wear just wear a tank top. Like, that's what Wolverine wears in one of those movies.
Or he can even wear a white t-shirt and a leather jacket.
I say use the tank top, the Wolverine claws, mess up the hair, bushy up the beard. My brother is like built and all that stuff. He could go as Wolverine. And as a part of that costume, my father-in-law has got a wheelchair here. I'm already bald as it is. I could go as Professor X.
No, don't go as Professor X.
No, why not? I got a wheel. I don't want to. And my brother has a point. I don't want to spend money on a costume because the Evite says costumes are required. I'm like, then I don't want to fucking go. But if I could just take the wheelchair that I have here, I already got a shaved head.
Still go in the wheelchair, but be that guy that does the talks about space and shit. What's his name? Oh, fuck. What's his name?
They made a movie out of this fucking guy. Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, be Stephen Hawking. Then just buy a fucking a CNC. The cow says moo.
It's like, ow, dude, you ow, know, ow, 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 ow.
Did you know he's English? He was English?
Yeah, he's from over there, yeah.
I didn't even know that. I didn't even pick that up from his voice that he was English.
Stupid. No, but honestly, my brother could go as Wolverine. I could go as fucking Professor Xavier.
And what is the neck going to go as?
I don't know.
A carrot.
Carrot.
Doesn't she have a carrot costume? Or was that you?
That was my kid's costume when she was a couple of months old. When she was just a month old.
What were you and Annette that was a couple's costume?
She was Snow White and I was Dopey.
That's right. That's right. I seen that picture. That's fucking hilarious.
Hey, my mother-in-law made the outfit. I made it really baggy because I couldn't find like the big floppy shoes. I didn't want to spend money. It was more cheaper to make it. And then I found the ears at the Spirit Halloween store, and my mother-in-law made the hat. And yeah, hey, I thought it was.
And you were brown because you're Colombian, so you were El Dopey.
El Dopey.
El Dopey. Well, if you don't find the blades for your brother's hands to be Wolverine, he could just be the Fonz.
That's true too. But does he have a leather jacket?
Yeah, I think he does, dude. Your brother looks like the type that has a leather jacket.
No, he'll see a
leather members only jacket.
He's gonna listen to this and then he's gonna tell you, I don't fucking have a fucking leather jacket.
I know. I get the answers to my questions by text.
Yeah, but like, you know, I get it why he doesn't want to go. Because when you're telling people costumes are required, why do I go out? I don't want to fucking... Because have you seen how much fucking costumes cost?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Holy definitely. Shit.
I want... You know what? This year, I wanted to... Are you going to have a Halloween party? No, right?
No, not this year. I think because the construction's still going on. Hopefully next year will be totally different. There'll be like more gatherings, more parties and all that stuff. Because the space...
I wanted to dress up. It was going to be between two people.
What?
Big Bob's Big Boy.
Okay.
And I would shave my goatee and my beard off and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'd leave my goatee, shave my beard. Okay. I'd have to darken my goatee to black, mm-hmm. and be Big Pun.
Hey, I can see that. But I'd rather see Big Boy. I'd rather see Bob's Big Boy.
Because I was thinking, for Big Pun, I could get one of those really loud shirts from downtown LA,
mm-hmm.
like a bold and all that tacky shirts.
Yeah.
And then just get a Kango. And then I was gonna get like my speaker box, mm-hmm. put it on the chain, and then on my phone have him playing one of his songs. And I could just be holding a microphone and stuff.
I mean that would be good. I mean that both are perfect. But you know what would be perfect? Even though and you were this for Halloween a couple years back. I didn't know you, but I seen the picture. You could go as Russell from Up, and I could dress up as Mr. Fredrickson. Because
Fredrickson has hair. You could be the fucking bird. The bird has no hair.
No.
Oh my god, that's so stupid.
Now, like, hopefully next year, like, you know, once this construction gets done, I said, we have space in the back. You know, I don't know if we're cool enough, you know, like to have parties here, unlike, you know, my other friend's house that everybody goes there because it's the place to be, I guess. And like I said, we don't talk shit, we talk truth. That
right,
I could see having a party here because there's enough room.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I mean, there's better parking on my street than our other friends, you know, street.
Oh, yeah.
It's horrible to park down there. It sucks. And there's more here, but I don't know. But next year, it'll be different. Like, you know, hopefully we can maybe throw a Halloween party.
You're going to have to put costumes optional.
I'm not going to force people.
Yeah, because my wife doesn't do Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, you know, it's like, I don't like to enforce people, like, you know, to do, like, you know, things that they don't want to do.
Right.
Because next year I'm going to be turning 50. You know, damn. My wife said, you know, yeah, I'll be turning 49 in a couple of weeks. Like in around 30 days from now, I'll be 49.
When's your birthday? November what?
November 6th.
Damn.
And I'll be 50 next year. It's like, so like in 13 months, I'm going to be 50 years old. And I want like a nice, cool, geek culture type of party. You know, come as your favorite. Optional, come as your favorite, you know, geek culture thing that you love. If you like Harry Potter, come as dressed up as Harry Potter. If you like Star Wars, come dressed up as fucking Darth Vader. If you like DC, come as Superman. Marvel, come as Spider. I want to have optional. You can wear a t-shirt, but optional, yeah. to make my 50th fun, because, you know, because that's the kind of shit that I'm into. I'm into geek culture, but it's gonna be optional. I'm not gonna force people to. If you don't have that, you can't come in, which is kind of, I mean, times are tough for a lot of people. I'm not going to go to Spirit Halloween. It's $50 to wear something one time, you know, it'll be
right.
optional,
right.
you know, so.
You just reminded me last Sunday, my grandson Julius was here. Mm-hmm. And I told his mom, make sure he's wearing a Ninja Turtle shirt for church. I'm gonna wear my Ninja Turtle shirt. And dude, oh my god, when I got out of the car and he saw my Ninja Turtle shirt, is the whole shell on the front with the Raphael belt, and then on the back I have the half shell turtle shell.
Okay.
Oh dude, he loved my shirt. He wants a shirt like that. So I have to find him one. But oh, he was so excited when I got there with my Ninja Turtle shirt.
And also one thing too is, like, you know, All ages are welcome.
All right, cool.
All ages are going to be welcome, because, you know, it's going to be a fun time. Will they be drinking? Yes, there will be. But guess what? A lot of the people that I plan to invite, they're all responsible adults. They're not. Yeah. If they get smashed, they're not going to bring their kids with them. You know, they're going to, hopefully they have a good time. Everyone's welcome.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to put an age limit or something. I'm not going to tell my daughter, no, you can't come to my 50th, you know, geek culture, you know, party because you're a child. No.
Are you going to have coffee for apples?
No, I know. Because I'm afraid that, like, certain people I know who get smashed, they'll probably wind up drowning.
You know what's funny is that in high school, I had never seen that, right? The bobbing for apples.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to a Halloween party and they had it in the garage and everybody was lined up to do it. And I was like, okay, I'm going to line up, but let me see how their technique is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I see the girl go in first and she dunks her head in and she's trying to grab the apple. Mm-hmm. And then she pulls up and you see all this saliva coming out of her mouth. And I'm like, yeah, I'm done. I'm not going to. Because then I'm thinking, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm ninth in line. Yeah, I don't want saliva all over my face.
Yeah, you probably would have caught COVID back in the day without it being known as COVID.
Or herpes.
Yeah, you never know. It's like shit like that. I'll pass.
Yeah, so I was like, oh no. First and last time. Never.
Yeah, so I mean, that's something like that's 13 months from now, you know, but yeah. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens then.
All right. Coolness. Yeah, coolness. Yes. All right, brother. I think we are stuns.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have a good weekend.
You too, sir.
I probably won't see you this weekend.
No.
Good luck on your Eagles. I have a bye this week, so Tampa's not playing.
We're playing the Rams. And I gotta come up with a bet with my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law's a Rams fan.
Okay.
So I mean, gotta figure out something.
A couch dance.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Just buy her a bottle of fucking Stella, dude.
Why do I have to buy her? I'm fucking winning.
Again, just fire a bottle of Stella, dude.
You're stupid.
All right, brother.
All right, man.
I will talk to you later.
I'll see you.
Oh, give out your Instagram. My bad.
Oh, yeah. I'm Instagram at BigJune5000 on Instagram. There you go.
Mine is comic_Tony_Ariola. Also, you can find us on 6 to Midnight Lounge Instagram, Facebook. Also, you can email the show at SIX2ML@gmail.com. Or, new thing, if you want to leave a message, call the 6 to Midnight Lounge hotline. It's 562-459-4939. Give a shout out, or you want to shout out somebody, shout out on the air, we could do that. Or just leave us a message, tell us how bad we are or how good we are, or whatever you want to say.
We're gonna get the most obscene shit, like, I can't wait to meet you guys so I can suck you dry.
Why? Again, the number is 562-459-4939. That's all right, brother.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later.
I'll talk to you later. All right. Peace out. Bye.